Neighborhood Love Radio. This is Neighborhood Love Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. Paul Weller. Mr. Paul Weller, Above the Clouds, from his eponymously titled record, Paul Weller. This is Neighborhood Love Radio. We are the musical extension of neighborhood-love.com, a street culture website devoted to art and all things local and street level, food, fashion, so on. Tonight I got some great music for you. Let's see, I got some brand new music from Disclosure and Glass Animals. Got some other good music for you tonight from Tennis, Milosh, The Step Kids. I'm going to start you off next with Extracurricular. Notify is the name of the tune. Please enjoy.
We don't need supervision. Hey, Mr. Know-it-all, thought that you'll never fall. But I got some news for you. Had me up. Thank you.
provision. Hey, Mr. Know-it-all, better stop making calls while you're at it. Dial up a clue. You see, wherever you go, this is what you will find. People waking up to your mood. For those making a living, you promise a killing will be the last to receive what is due. There will be no more victims.
Yeah, you like that one, Jenny, huh?
I did a lot.
That's Glass Animals. The tune's called Gooey. It's the latest single from Glass Animals. It's out on the Wolf Tone label. That's produced by super producer Paul Epworth, who's done a lot of work with Bloc Party, Adele, others. Next up, a good old chestnut, Hocus Pocus. Revamped, not revamped, but re-released by the Love and Hate and Ubiquity Records people. Hope you enjoy it.
Don't sit there.
The 70s New York seminal disco outfit called Hocus Pocus. It's spelled H-O-K-I-S-P-O-K-I-S. I was mentioning earlier, Love and Hate from up in the Bay Area record store, sort of record label. They've done it again. Found an old obscure artist and that we all need to hear and released it. You can find that on the Ubiquity Records website. Before that, we heard Glass Animals. Gooey is the name of the tune on the Wolf Tone label. And Extracurricular was before that with Notify. That's the latest release from this UK outfit, Extracurricular. Started it off with the Modfather, Paul Weller, from 1992, which was off of his solo debut before, of course, he... Of course, others might know him from The Jam or The Style Council. He's got a clothing line coming up. I checked it out online, called Real Stars Are Rare. Kind of an old mod style. A little bit of an updated look. It's pretty cool. Paul Weller. Loved Ones, if you're ever out in the Tarzana area, I got two things for I want you to check out there. First of all, Neighborhood Love sponsor, an exclusive vinyl dealer to Neighborhood Love Radio. CD Trader, located at 18926 Ventura Boulevard, Tarzana, California. It's up there by it's on Ventura Boulevard, right near Reseda Boulevard. CD Trader. And if you go in there and mention that you heard about it on Neighborhood Love Radio, 10% off of all the stuff you want to buy, like LPs, CDs, other various accoutrements of the media. Also, Loved Ones, yours truly, Johnny Scott Gramercy. I'm showing some photographic works at the 1111 Gallery. 1111 ACC, that stands for Creative Collective. We had Aaron and Kevin on the show a couple weeks back from 1111 ACC. They got a gallery out there in Tarzana as well. And I have four selected photo works of for my Death Scene series. Inkjet on brushed metal. Big pieces too, 3x2, 3 foot by 2 foot. Go check them out. That's at the 1111 ACC Gallery, which is located at 18640 Ventura Boulevard, Tarzana, California. For more information about that gallery, please visit 1111acc.org. That's 1111acc.org. So there you got it. Make a little trip out to the valley, pick up some records, stop by and see some art, grab a sandwich. Maybe you know what would make the day complete if you stop by Nathan's Tattoo and Piercing over there in Canoga Park, California. And get this, Loved Ones. You mentioned that you heard about them on Neighborhood Love Radio. They could be 20% off of all goods and services. I mean, you got that big Japanese character that you wanted to get blasted onto your thigh. 20% off of that tattoo. And you know that's a chunk of change right there. Piercings, jewelry, another accoutrement of the media. 20% off of all if you mention Neighborhood Love Radio at Nathan's Tattoo and Piercing. Out there in Canoga Park, they're at Topanga and Topanga Canyon Boulevard and Sherman Way. The address is 7222 Topanga Canyon Boulevard in Canoga Park. Their website, www.nathanstattoos.com. Nathan's Tattoos, plural. Loved Ones behind me here, the Lions. Los Angeles supergroup, the Lions, Fluglin at Dave's, from their Jungle Strutton record out in 2008 on the Ubiquity label. I do believe they have a show coming up with Jungle Fire. But I don't have the info in front of me, so, you know, check the interweb. Got some music coming up for you. We'll start you off with The Clash, Magnificent Seven. Can't argue with that, off their Sandinista record, 1981. I'm going to follow it up with U-Roy, the Originator, with Natty Rebel. And Rocky Dawuni right after that. Rocky Dawuni is pretty interesting, man. He's from West Africa, Ghana, to be specific, but he plays straight reggae. Better than most from Jamaica. Rocky Dawuni, Free Fall is the name of the tune after that. And then I'm going to wrap up this set with the Step Kids, one of my favorite bands. Little Blue Eyed Soul from the Step Kids. You can also email me if you ever need to. My email address is radiosancho@gmail.com. Let me know got any questions, concerns, if you got any music that you want me and of course the other loved ones to hear, let me know. Give me a heads up.
your bankers too. Let's get up and learn those rules. With a man and a crazy chief. One says sun and one says sea. AM and FM, the PM too. Turning out that boogaloo. Get you up and I guess you out. But how long can you keep it up? Give me Honda, give me Sonic. So cheap and real phony. Hong Kong dollar, Indian cents. English pounds and Eskimo pence.
Together and live in one love and one unity, you know. Rebel in the morning, rebel in the evening too. Now don't you be like the devil when I plead with sounds called a rebel, rebel, rebel. Said I'm a living man. I'm not working.
Sunday evening.
Sunday.
And Dinah said, you gotta come on over and rock it on round. It's best not a sound to come to rock it on. So make it an adventure here, dear, and everywhere you can hear me when I say, so Roddy Murray down there. Yeah, so you're gonna rock it on. Gotta get stepping, you know. Got to be on the move, so baby, baby. See, rebel style, run away, child. I beg you, stop your running wild. I'm stepping up higher and higher. Let my chin is easy.
Say, I'm a living man.
And I've got a lot of work to do now, and they brought me all the way.
I've got work to do.
So come on over, I make you rock it on down there. Say, ride on, ride on, ride on, ride on, ride on, ride on, ride on there.
I'm a rebel.
Rebel in the morning, a rebel in the evening. Perform night and day, bump along the week, gonna hear what I say.
Sha,
till you, till when I'm Zion, the bump is soul and
you fit. Think you can handle the truth?
Yeah.
Nothing but the only truth.
Your feet.
Bakri Dawuni from Ghana out in West Africa. That's on an Aquarian Records, Hymns for the Rebel Soul, 2010. Next up, some Connecticut Blue-Eyed Soul from the Step Kids. Moving Pictures on the Stone's Throw label.
I see statues in the rain with coats and hats and canes. They pass. I'm wondering if you're right behind, staying in the dotted line.
Yeah. That was Stepkids from Connecticut, Moving Pictures. Before that, we heard Rocky Dawuni. And I'm sitting here with Dark Mark, gothic comedian. What's going on, dude?
Hey, what's going on?
Dark Mark does a show here, in case you don't know, loved ones, here at Skid Row Studios. Just titled The Dark Mark Show.
The Dark Mark Show. It's a little different.
Lighter side of the darker side.
It is the lighter side of the dark side. We have all sorts of interesting people. We were just discussing our last show where I wrestled the world's tallest model, the 6'8" model, Amazon
Eve. She was so tall, dude.
Oh, trust me. And she got me in a guillotine choke, and I had to tap out. Well, I took it easy on her.
Yeah.
There's a rematch in order. Amazon, if you're listening, yeah, there's a rematch in order. But and tonight we've got Sin Quirin and Aaron Rossi from the band Ministry are coming in.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's
he was on your show before though, Sin. I met him before, right?
He was not here.
No.
Who did you meet? Oh, you Matt Zane is what you said.
Didn't he come and sit in with Matt Zane though?
No, there was another guy, Alex Crescioni, that was in with Matt Zane. But Sin used to play in Matt Zane's band.
Okay.
So that was like the first band that he was in that was like,
yeah,
got some play.
Yeah, I knew Matt Zane way back when. I worked briefly in the adult biz in production. And those stories he tells are all 100% true, dude.
Yeah, I didn't doubt any, I didn't doubt him for a second.
I've been at some of those parties, and it's pretty intense. Matt Zane, I can't say he was the first, but he was definitely cavalier in bringing together like music and the adult biz at that time. Because before that, I mean, like they were pretty separate, you know.
Right.
And all of a sudden, you started seeing like adult stars and music videos, and when you seeing popular musicians at the adult theme parties.
Although before the '90s, when you watch porno movies, the background music sort of like this, mm-hmm. sort of like the stuff that you play. It's sort of very '70s kind of soul. Yes. A lot of bongos too. A lot of
you got me for my main inspiration for the show. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and you got the voice too.
Yeah. Well, we can blame Jameson and cigarettes for that.
No, it was funny because I said something. I said you were, I compared you to Art LeBeau, and you took umbrage with that. But I meant it as a compliment.
Oh no, I appreciate it. Yeah, I like Venus Flytrap.
You said Johnny Fever, but I thought you meant Venus Flytrap because you have a very Venus Flytrap kind of show.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring in some wind chimes and all that stuff, and a little gong in the studio.
There is a vibe. Mm-hmm. There is a vibe, and this is a WKRP in Cincinnati reference for your kids listening at home.
Yeah.
If you're not aware, there was a show about DJs, and they had soul.
Hands Off Jenny is a little bit like Bailey Quarters from WKRP.
Bailey Quarters, to me, I always thought was hotter than
way
Lonnie
hotter.
Anderson.
Yeah, totally. She was
like Lonnie Anderson was hot.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
No, she was the Marianne of the show.
But there's look in Bailey Quarters' eyes that she was the fun one.
Yeah, remember she got together with that guy from Russia that was trying to defect, and he didn't know any English except for he knew "Hold Me Closer, Tiny Dancer." That's the only English.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Latchkey Kids, I guess.
I guess so. I was trying to, I was getting that confused with the one where Les Nessman goes with a prostitute and she ends up falling in love with him.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, that was very realistic. But
I have to go back and watch each individual show again.
Yeah.
Who else is on the show tonight?
Oh, well, Josie's going to be on. My co-host, Josie Cat, who's in the punk band Pissant and also the band Carrera, the glam rock band Carrera.
Yeah, she's great. She's wild, but she's kind of a sweetheart at the same time.
She's a total sweetheart. Mm-hmm. And we have great chemistry on there. And she's very smart, very funny. I'm happy to have her as co-host. I know you do the solo.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I could do it solo, but I like talking to somebody. I like having somebody there to feed off.
I agree.
And just for me, it works well. And it just the ideal thing is it just gets into a real four-way conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think some of your people are here.
Yeah, it looks like the Aaron and Sin from Ministry are coming. And he's wearing a Ministry t-shirt too.
And he already tore into the candy.
Oh, yeah. I brought some Reese's for my guest, and I was like, you want some alcohol or you want some chocolate? They're like, chocolate. So apparently they don't get fed over that there at Al Jorgensen's studio. I'm not sure what's going on there.
Not a lot of eating going on.
But, I love the show. And
thanks.
What was the inspiration for this? I just
play music for the loved ones, man. I like to play music for people. It goes way back to being a little kid and making little mixtapes for people, you know,
and just getting them to listen to music they wouldn't normally listen to.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I love your show as well, man. Thank you so much for popping in. And
oh, no problem. Thanks for having me anytime. And we're going to have you on our show. I'm just trying to figure out who to pair you up with. Mm-hmm. Maybe have an Amazon Eve, because I know she's coming back. So
yeah, I'm down.
Yeah. But I'll be wrestling her, because I there's a rematch. Well, maybe we can do a tag team.
I'll officiate.
Yeah. Okay. Or maybe me and Josie against you and Amazon. Maybe a tag team match.
I think it may come to that. She's a big lady.
Yeah, we might have to throw Jenny in the mix. Anyway, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in.
Tempted to be baited.
Milos. She's one half of the band Rye, as Jenny so cleverly observed. Milos, Jet Lag is the name of the tune. That's from the Jet Lag record out last year. Self-produced on the and on the Deadly Records label. This is husband and wife duo Tennis. Out of Denver, husband and wife to unite Denver. My name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. It's been my pleasure and privilege to play some music for you. This is Neighborhood Love Radio, the musical extension of neighborhood-love.com. Don't forget, loved ones, come out to the 1111 Gallery in Tarzana, out in the San Fernando Valley. 18640 Ventura Boulevard, Tarzana, California. The 1111 Gallery, and check out my Death Scene series. Vintage Death Scenes, inkjet photo on brushed metal. As always, you can email me at radiosancho@gmail.com. Thank you so much, loved ones. I'll see you next week.